Good morning. A few quotes from yesterday's Merging with Shiva lesson from Gurudeva, lesson 365 on the eternal questions. Many people think of the realization of timeless, formless, spaceless Parashiva, Nirvikalpa Samadhi, as the most blissful of all blissful states. The opening of the heavens, the descent of the gods, as a moment of supreme, sublime joyousness. Whereas I have found it to be more like cut glass, diamond dust darshan, a psychic surgery, not a blissful experience at all, but really a kind of near-death experience resulting in total transformation. The bliss that is often taught as a final attainment is actually another attainment, Satchit Ananda, an aftermath of Nirvikalpa Samadhi and a beforemath. This means that Satchit Ananda, Savakalpa Samadhi, may be attained early on by souls pure in heart. It also means that one need not gauge the highest attainment on the basis of bliss, which it transcends. Nice clarification there from Gurudeva. Interesting in the world of Patanjali's terminology, which we've been studying a bit. The lower form of samadhi, or Savakalpa Samadhi, has four qualities: vitarka, vichara, ananda, and asmita. So we won't look at those four, that would take up too much time, but one of them, ananda, is the same word we're talking about. So what Patanjali says is you need to give up ananda. The experience of ananda has to cease before you can have the deeper samadhi. So he's saying the same thing that Gurudeva is. In my experience, the anahata chakra is the resting place of dynamic complacency. That's a great phrase, right? Dynamic complacency. You're satisfied, you're complacent, but you're dynamic. So it's not just a passive complacency, it's a dynamic complacency. Dynamic complacency of thought perception, dynamic complacency of thoughtful perception and quietude. Those of a lower nature arriving in the bloom of this chakra are released from turbulent emotions, conflicting thoughts, and disturbances. This to many is the end of the path, attaining peace or shanti. Well, it shows what's there to be attained in the anahata chakra, that we're released from what's below it in the lower chakras, turbulent emotions, conflicting thoughts, and disturbances. Or said another way, if we find ourselves experiencing turbulent thoughts, conflicting thoughts, or disturbances, it means we're not in the anahata chakra. Maybe we can work with ourselves to move our awareness up there. And then we're above these agitations, is what I like to call them, agitations of the mind. But we're not supposed to stop there. Once one attains shanti, as just described, in my experience, this marks the beginning of the path, or part two, the second level. It is from here that the practices of Raja Yoga take hold once shanti is attained. And the Anahata Chakra and the Vishuddha Chakra, Satchit Ananda, the all-pervasive being of oneness, of the underlying being of the universe, is attained, experienced. So man is in a unique position there. In other words, the all-pervasive being, by definition, pervades everywhere, right? That's what it means, all-pervasive being. We just acquired two new cats. They're very playful and young. So Satchitananda permeates our playful cats. But can they experience Satchitananda? No, of course not. Only man can experience Satchitananda, so it's what makes us unique. You know, Satchitananda permeates everything, but a rock can't experience it, a cat can't experience it, a cow can't experience it. Only man can experience the Satchitananda, the all-pervasiveness of God. Does self-realization bring bliss to the realized one? Self-realization is in several stages. Realizing oneself as a soul rather than a mind, an intellectual, and emotional type, or a worthless person gives satisfaction, security, and this is a starting point. Well, that is a very important starting point, thinking of oneself as a soul, as a divine being. And such an important starting point that the first sloka of Dancing with Shiva, which I think will be tomorrow's lesson. Today has lesson 366. Doesn't have lesson one, has lesson 366. So the first one, which I'll quote, first sloka, rishis proclaim that we are not our body, mind, or emotions. We are divine souls on a wondrous journey. We came from God, live in God, and are evolving into oneness with God. We are in truth the truth we seek. Om. Oh, that's an important first stage. As Gurudeva says, self-realization is in several stages. Realizing oneself as a soul is first stage. So that sounds easy, but sometimes we have negative thoughts about ourself. I'm an unworthy person, I'm a this, I'm a that. And if any of that's still lingering there, then we're not thinking of ourselves as a soul, so we have to get rid of that. Get rid of any limiting thoughts about ourselves, to claim ourselves as a divine being. It doesn't mean we're 100% a divine being. No, it means we're one-third a divine being. Because we have three phases of the mind, instinctive, intellectual, and superconscious. So looked at simply, we're one-third instinctive, one-third intellectual, and one-third superconscious. So one-third of us is a divine being, but that's the part that carries on. It's the important part. Realization of the self is Satchitananda gives contentment, a release from all emotions and thoughts of the external world, and the nerve system responds to the energies flowing through the Vishuddha and Anahata chakras. So Gurudev is indicating that's phase two. And phase three, realizing the self that transcends time, form, and space, Parashiva, is a razor-edged experience, cutting all bonds, reversing individual awareness, such as looking out from the self rather than looking into the self. Well, that's an important point there, that last one, that the realization of Parashiva, the self, is what causes the serious transformation. Everything else is very nice, but it's not causing this transformation of reversing ourself. Of being, instead of looking in for something, we're looking out. That's what Gurudev is saying there. So to summarize the idea, it's a simple idea that realizations come in different stages, and understanding the stages helps us understand where we are in consciousness, understands the different possibilities, and therefore, we can try and move deeper, having in mind this knowledge. So thank you very much.